It's time for our weekly review of state news. We learned this week that Governor Walker was, in fact, under criminal investigation during the first John Doe probe, which he'd previously denied.
In other news, Iron County officials believe there will be a new company stepping in to develop a mine in northern Wisconsin.
And U.S. Representative Sean Duffy began his campaign for re-election this week as he and Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan spoke at an event in Wausau.
We're joined now by Nora Hurdle, public issues reporter for the Wausau Daily Herald. Nora, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with this echo of the John Doe probe. Questions of whether Governor Walker had initially been under investigation. It turns out he was, though no charges were filed in that part of the case against him or anyone else over this real estate deal. How did we find this out this week?
One of his former aides, Cindy Archer, has filed a lawsuit against the DA that was pursuing that case. And in records that were filed this week, it turned out that Walker and two other people were the target of the initial probe, and that was in 2010. And that closed 3 years later after six people were charged with a variety of different things.
But the governor himself never charged. They let go of that part of the investigation earlier on, it sounds like.
Right, yep.
So what have we been hearing since this came out? What has Governor Walker or his campaign said about this?
There's a quote that I've seen a few times from his spokeswoman, Ashley Strong. I think it's a really great quote. I'm going to read it to you. It's another example of the politics involved in this process as people who cannot prove things in a court of law are attempting to win in the court of public opinion. So, I mean, I'm sure this fuels whatever opinions people already have about Walker. So people who felt all along that he was being unfairly targeted can feel that, that this is further proof of that. But on the other side, people that thought he was suspicious to begin with are a little bit justified that he was the target at the very beginning.
So one of those litmus test issues, people on each side reading it the way that fits the way they thought of it before the news came out.
Right.
Now, in another big story this week, officials from Iron County said they anticipate a new developer for a mine in northern Wisconsin. We thought was done. Gogebic Taconite had stepped away from that after a lot of controversy up there. What do we know about this new development so far?
There's a lot of things that are still up in the air, but it came out, I think, on someone's local blog last week that there was a meeting between the owners of the mine, which is LaPointe Iron Company. They met with county economic development officials about bringing in another mining company. There hasn't been many other details released after that, but I do know that when Gogebic Taconite backed out, the governor's office did say that they were hopeful that another company would step in.
Now, can you remind us about the last days of Gogebic Taconite pursuing that mine in northern Wisconsin? What ultimately led them to shut that down or shut down those plans?
I believe that it would have been more expensive for them to restore the wetlands that would be damaged in the mining process than they had expected. So they, in the process of mining, acidic minerals are released and cause damage to the surrounding ecosystem, and they would have to restore that. And the cost of making those restorations turned out to be higher than they were expecting when they initially set up shop up there.
And as you pointed out, this is in the talking about and maybe stage. Is anybody talking about a timeline to start developing a new plan for a mine up there?
Not that I've seen. I think it's still really preliminary. It's just the owners of the mine talking to officials in the county up there in Iron County.
We're talking to Nora Hurdle. She's with the Wausau Daily Herald. It's our weekly roundup of some of the big political news going on around the state of Wisconsin. Now, this is one from your area, Nora, one that you were covering yourself. U.S. Representative Sean Duffy speaking in Wausau, joined by Congressman Paul Ryan, fundraising, giving speeches. What can you tell us about the event?
It was the first one that I know of for the campaign, and Duffy's outreach coordinator did acknowledge that it was a little early for a congressman to be campaigning. This is for the 2016 election, and he was just reelected 8 or 9 months ago. So they acknowledged that it was a little early, pointing to the presidential race and how everyone's kind of fired up about the 17 Republican candidates. And he was up here with Paul Ryan, basically talking about the hottest issues of the day, Planned Parenthood, the deal in Iran. Also, Paul Ryan talked generally about the tone that Republicans need to take in the coming campaign season. I thought that was pretty interesting, talking about how the Democrats were going to be trying to divide them and that they needed to be careful that they didn't lose their cool and spit nails on television, is what he said. He didn't want them to be reactionary.
And this, you know, the presidential race is in full swing, and that feels kind of early. Are people in your neck of the woods really thinking, you know, congressional race 2016 at this stage of the game?
My impression is that a lot of folks around here that are interested are really behind Scott Walker. I presume that this is the case around the state, but he's our local guy. So every story that comes up, at least on our website with Walker, gets pretty good viewership. It's a pretty hot topic on a regular basis in our newsroom.
And Sean Duffy, of course, running for re-election as a Republican in Congress. Is there any talk yet about who a Democratic challenger might be?
No, I haven't seen anything. His last challenger was a woman who had been in her highest office was city council, and I think she won 40% of the vote. So I don't want to make any predictions, but he's got a strong support base in the area, and he lives in Wausau too. So there was a pretty good crowd at his event this week.
And you reported that Representative Duffy also had some comments about the Koch brothers, supporters, often donors to Republican causes.
Yeah, he did. Before the rally, he answered a couple questions, and another reporter asked him if he relied on the Koch brothers for funding because he was at a conference last week put on by the Koch brothers, and Duffy said, no, he relies on local folks in his district contributing to his campaign. But then when he stood up in front of those supporters, he said, you know, they get a bad rap, and I just want to say that the Koch brothers are freedom fighters. He called a couple other people freedom fighters at that event. He called our state representative Heaton a freedom fighter, too. So it was kind of a, I don't know if it was just a phrase he was using that day.
And both representatives looking ahead also to the big Senate race here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Paul Ryan said that they would both be helping out Ron Johnson, who will face Russ Feingold in 2016. And, of course, Ron Johnson unseated Russ Feingold five years ago, and that was kind of an upset. So it'll be an interesting rematch, and Paul Ryan said he thought that would be the most exciting race in the state and that they would be out there helping him. He also mentioned that he was at a county fair or a smaller fair last weekend, and he and Ron Johnson had a goat milking contest that Paul Ryan won.
The lighter side of politics. Nora, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
That was Nora Hurdle, public issues reporter for the Wausau Daily Herald, helping us review some of the biggest political stories from around the state this week for the Wisconsin News Roundup.